Good afternoon. We continue to track an Arctic front from north to south through the region. Along the front, we have areas of flurries and light snow showers. But the big story is the temperature contrast, as out ahead of the front, temperatures are still in the 30s from roughly the Lake George, Saratoga area and points south, while behind the front, readings are falling off quickly through the 20s and into the teens. The wind along the front will shift from south to north, and this will bring the temperature change to the entire region from north to south as we go through the balance of the afternoon. Temperatures will continue to slide into the evening and overnight hours, and overnight lows will drop down to near 0 to 5 above in most places. In the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, lows will be between 5 and 10 above. Meanwhile, across northern sections of New York and Vermont, including the Champlain Valley, lows will go down to 0 to 15 below. The wind will also be gusty from time to time, and wind chill values could be as low as 20 to 30 below. Wind chill advisories have been posted for northern sections of the region. For tomorrow, a low-pressure wave will ride along the mid-Atlantic coast and well south of Long Island. A batch of clouds and light snow will accompany this system as it moves through for mainly the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, where a couple of inches of snow could accumulate. Light snow showers are possible all the way up to the I-90 corridor, while points north will have just a mixture of sunshine and clouds, but everyone will have a frigid afternoon with highs only between 10 and 15 above and wind chill values closer to, if not below, zero. Arctic cold stays with us into the day on Wednesday, despite mostly sunny skies, only near 10 above on average, and back into the lower teens on Thursday with another mixture of sunshine and clouds and scattered snow showers as a weak disturbance passes through. Back to sunshine, but still very cold on Friday with highs in the teens before another and perhaps more potent wave of low pressure heads our way for the weekend with some light snow possible for both Saturday and Sunday as highs edge up into the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, wind chill warnings and advisories are out for most of the upper Midwest and eastern Dakotas. The combination of low temperatures and gusty northwest winds will create wind chill values between 25 and 40 below zero. And a winter storm watch is in effect for the central Appalachians down to the mid-Atlantic coast tonight and tomorrow. A fast-moving but potent weather system will bring periods of snow to this region late tonight into Tuesday evening. There is the possibility of 5 inches or more accumulation from Philadelphia to Baltimore and Washington, D.C. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Burbank and Lake Forest, both in California, to a low of 16 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 40s, and in Buffalo, 1 to 3 inches of snow with highs in the lower 30s early, then temperatures falling to the teens by the end of the day. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 53, set in both 2006 and 1986, and the record low, 22 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:53 p.m. 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few light snow showers for the rest of the afternoon. Temperatures will continue to fall through the teens and into the single digits to near zero by the end of the day across the Canadian border and back into the teens near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and very cold tonight, 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy this afternoon with a few light snow showers possible. Temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40 for a while, then readings falling back through the 30s later on in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with snow showers this afternoon. Temperatures will continue to fall through the 20s and into the teens by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers, lows 0 to 5 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with a few light snow showers this afternoon. Temperatures staying in the 30s for a while, but then falling back through the 30s and into the 20s by late afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, 5 to 10 above. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow showers this afternoon, temperatures in the 30s falling back through the 20s during the latter stages of the day. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, a chance of snow in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England with a couple of inches possible. North of I-90 dry with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold everywhere with highs in the lower to mid-teens. Mostly sunny, very cold Wednesday, averaging near 10 above. A mix of sun and clouds with a few snow showers Thursday in the lower teens. Mostly sunny in the middle to upper teens on Friday. And cloudy for Saturday and Sunday with light snow possible both days and highs back into the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.